in every yontif, there's always two in yontif. There's Mekayim Mitzvah Sayorim Ka'alocha, and then the yontif di yoyimba, the time ayoyim. First, we want to see a couple of halachas, how to be Mekayim the Mitzvah Sayorim, and then Bez Hashem, we want to try to see the yontif di yoyimba, the ruach of the yoyim. As in the beginning, the first mitzvah is the mitzvah of Mikra Megillah. As the Shulchan Aruch and Simin Tafrei Sadik, Siv Gimel says, Sarech Lekroisa Kula. And the Mishnah Berurah brings the Rajba, the Ritva, that it's Likuva, and it's not only that the Baal Koyre has to be Koyre Kula, the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat Memche says, every person has to hear every word of the Megillah. As of the Mishnah Berurah, this could be a little bit hard by when they bang Haman, especially in yeshivas, that yeshiva bachram bang a little bit longer. He talks about the katanim that do it, but bizman hazeh, even the gedolim do it. Oh, as you have to be very careful, especially the ibur chacham that waits till the chazan starts again, the balkari, and then he bangs. Yet, you have to be very careful to hear every word, because if you miss one word, you're not yaitza. Oh. And as what is the eitza of the Mishnah Berurah? This is a very practical eitza. He says that it's adif l'chatchila to have either a kosher megillah in front of you, or a chumash that's not a kosher megillah in front of you, that if you miss a word, either because they're banging, or because you lost concentration for a little bit and you have to make it up, as then what you should do is you should make it up by saying it. As it's, you're allowed to do until half the Megillah with a Chumash. As if you miss 5 words, 10 words, 15 words, you're always allowed to make it up with a Chumash. As therefore, everyone should come with a Chumash. If you miss a word, Eitza number one is to read it from a Chumash. However, there's an important Adgosha. Akoyre lemafreya lo yotza. If you read a word out of place, you're not yotza. As let's say you realize a drop later you missed the word, you have to read from the word that you missed till where you catch up to the Baal Koyre. You can't stick it in later on, you have to make it up. Now, a question a lot of people ask, Efrat Bizman Hazeh, where the concentration level has gone down drastically, is what happens if I lose my concentration in middle of the Megillah? What happens if I start daydreaming about what I'm wearing afterwards, where I'm eating, as am I, is that called that I didn't hear? And this is a very serious question. As Eitzah number one on Purim is take Ritalin before you hear the Megillah. Okay, that's the Purim job. Okay, number two. Okay, what could I do? So, the number one, the best Eitzah is to keep your finger on the place. So, Vilyashiv says, if your finger's on the place and you be'erach know where they are, you're Yaitzah. Behind you. You're holding. Fingers on the place, you're going with them. As your yaitza, you assume that's still called paying attention. If you really drifted that pashit, you're gone. You come back and you tune in. It's like Kilu, they changed the channel and you went back. It's like mamish, because then you have to make it up. But then you have to make up from where you started to miss until where he's holding now. You got to catch up with the chumash. As the Eitzah Toiva is to really keep your finger on the place and keep looking. It's also a good idea to stand up. It helps to concentrate. It also helps you shouldn't fall asleep. People have this feeling like I heard the Megillah by night, so the day is like Kiddur Mitzvah. The Shulchan Aruch says the Iker Mitzvasei is by Yoyim. That's why we make a Shechiyanu again by the Yoyim. That's why when is your Yud Dalet and Tesvav is Tali b'Yoyim, because the Ikar Mitzvah Megillah is by Yoyim. Because you have to be very careful, even if you heard the Megillah by night, but you have to listen to it again by day, and that's the Ikar Mitzvah. You don't want to miss it. What happens, and this happens a lot, Number one, there's big problems with concentration, Bisman Hazet. Number two, there's other problems with nerves, Bisman Hazet. What happens if I'm not sure if I missed the word, a suffix? What do I do then? As the Mishnah Berurah, Tofrei Sadik Veis, brings down the Prima Gadim, that's Mistapik, being that Mikra Megillah is Midivrei Kabbalah, it's written in the Nevi'im, Efshah, there's a Chumrah that you say, Safik, Derabbanon, L'Chumrah. As the Mishnah Berurah does bring it down, but the Rishonim, the Ramban, the Rajba, the Ritva, all bring down that you say, Safik, Derabbanon, L'Kur. As Yesh Almi Lismaich, if you have a suffix, if you heard a word, we say suffix, derabanan lekula, Yesh Almi Lismaich. As try to hear the best you can. If you miss, it's me suffix, okay? If you miss Bevadai, make it up with a chumash. Okay. As that's the Iker and Yonim of Kriyas Megillah. But halachas and amamish, very practical, very nengeya to try to get. Like they also, it's much more prone to fall asleep, especially guys stay up late at night. Some have hangover. As it's a better idea to stand by day. And always remember, try to keep your finger on the place. That helps you to concentrate. Okay, those are eitzes, what to do, how to be yeitzer, the eitzes of Megillah. Another thing that is very helpful is try to understand what he's saying. Try to think about what he's saying. Get involved. So we're going to see Bez Hashem how to get involved. But if you get involved with what's going on, it's very easy. If you're hearing a story for the 100th time that you're really not interested in, you're just trying to be Yoitzer, it's a big challenge to listen to the Megillah. They understand why there are a lot of yeshiva bachim that are banging by Haman, because they don't have what we're doing here. But if we learn a pirush on the Megillah, try to understand the siyata d'shmaya and hashkachas Hashem, Hashem's with us in every angle, and feel the avas Hashem, as then it's not boring. The mashal, if you go to your great aunt for Purim, and she starts telling you a story when you were a little child, you start yawning. It's Sigonish Veld. You don't feel anything. But if you go to your grandfather and your grandfather says, "Oh, I love you so much. You want to know how much I'm giving you for the Yerusha, how much I wrote in the loop?" Ooh, he'll pop up. Oh, now we're talking. We're talking about Ava, guilt. But if you realize that Purim is not a story that happened years ago, it's telling us the Avos Hashem that Hashem has for Yidden through all time and for us too, is everything we're listening is going to help us to concentrate. There's another big question that should be asked. The Mitzvah Megillah is Pesumei Nisa. How can you be Mefarsim something I know? Pesumei is when I don't know it. If I know it, what does it mean, Pesumei Nisa? Now the idea is, there's two kinds of Pesumei. So there's one, what you don't know, and then what you know, to make sure you should understand it and feel it on a deeper level. Because that's the avodah of the Megillah. It's not a new story. It's an old story. But it's a story that's very, very meaningful. Because when a story is very meaningful, you could feel it again and again and say it again and again. If you ever have, you visit older people, as they love telling you the stories of when they were children, when they were younger, what they accomplished, because they're reliving life. Because that's an eights. Okay, those are eights, is to hear the Megillah and to get the Megillah. Now let's move on to the other mitzvahs I say. One of the favorite mitzvahs of Yeshiva Bachrim is Adlo Yada. Chayiv inish lipsume bekura adeloy yada. Why? Because it's time to let go. And nowadays they sing, everyone just let go. That's what Purim is about, right? We let go. As time come, let's see what is the mitzvah of chayiv inish lipsume bekura. It's a gavaldiga mitzvah. We want to be mekayim it lehalacha. How we mekayim the mitzvah lehalacha? gezogt tofre sadike sifgeis chayivinish lipsure bepuria adlo yoda ben orer haman lebaruch Mordechai. Where do you know? Because it says it's a yom mishte v'simcha. L'chatchila, Chomskim say it is an inyan to do it with wine, because the inyan is zecher to the nes was nasa al yidei mishte. Of the meaning in Klal Yisrael is to do it with kol mine mishakrim, and the more alcohol, the better. A zecher, there is a makom for such a minig. So l'chatchila try to do it on wine. Okay. As zakt the Rama. V'yesh oimim de'ein sarach l'shtaker kol kach el yishte yoyser me'limudai. This is the kolbot that says that you don't have to be adlo yada. Why? Because niskalkulu ha'doyus. We're not going to do it kiroi. Like the Gemara brings a story that Rava himself got drunk and killed someone on Purim. Since then we see these Yeridus HaDoiris. As Bachrim should be very careful when they try to give their Rebbe wine to drink, he could become very dangerous. You see in the Gemara. But anyway, Vishum Zeh, there was a Yeridus HaDoiris and times changed. As therefore, you drink yaser milimuta. For some of us, that's a little bit hard. For other of us, it depends on what your limuda is, what it is. The other thing is v'yishan umitoich sheyashan eni yadeya bein arer haman lebaruch Mordechai. That's the shittas Rambam. It's not stam you go to sleep. It means you go to sleep because of the influence of wine. You also have to drink a certain amount for that to happen. And the Rama puts the two of them together, the Kolbe and the Rambam. Drink more, go to sleep. The Maisa, it's very hard to go to sleep Shkia time. There are Choshva Talmid HaChom and Stikim that do it. Bachrim have a hard time letting people do that. As Lepachos, if you do Yeser Milimudai, at least you got the Shittas HaKolbe. The Svas Emes and Rabbi Saul Salanta said a gevaldige knech. Adlo yada is not saying you have to get drunk to the point of adlo yada. Adlo yada means the chiyav is l'shtaker. Until you get to that point, it's a mitzvah. Whatever you drink is a mitzvah. This is a gevaldige mark. I want to give the Bachur a big present. Every cup you drink, you're yaitza. It's not like you think, if you got the adlo yada, you did it. If not, not. No. Every cup you drink, you yotze. Let me give you drinking tips. Don't take a bottle of beluga, drink two of them, and get stone drunk right away, because then you did the mitzvah in quickly in one shot. Take a cup of wine. Wait 20 minutes. Take another cup of wine. Wait 20 minutes. If you want to do alcohol, but just space it. The more you drink, the merrier. The more cups you drink, the more mitzvah you get. As it's such a chaval, guys take like three bottles, they get stone drunk in 2 seconds. Chaval.
There's reason back to you.
Not when the mitzvah is to do it little by little.
This was the drink, so everybody.
Ain't nothing on me, you're not getting it. If the mitzvah is to go every step of the way, you're getting more of a mitzvah. Is not every drink is another mitzvah, as that's better than doing a zrizim makdimin in a mitzvah. You're enhancing the mitzvah. You're getting 70 times more of a mitzvah. Actually, some people can't drink 70 cups. 15 more of a mitzvah. That overrides zrizim makdimin the mitzvahs. As we're trying that everyone should drink well. What does Adlo Yada mean? Zakr Yisrael Salant in the Sfas Emes, it means when you get to Adlo Yada, you don't have to drink more. That's the gvul, the sheer gvuli. You got here, finished, you're done. There's no more mitzvah to drink. You're gone. Zero. As over here, that's what they say. Very interesting shot. David Bracha brings down the Rabbi Yisrael Salant in the Sfas Emes. There. Okay. as we brought different eitzes, how we could all enjoy the mitzvah of drinking and do it the tov tam v'das and chav, the mitzvah and the simcha. Okay. Then there's a mitzvah of l'shloyach manas. Chayef l'shloyach l'chaveiro ishtei manas basar, and the mitzvah of matanas lev yayin. By mishloach manas, it's shtei manas to one person. As what do you say? As the Shulchan Aruch says, basar oimine oichlo. As Rav Asher Weiss said over a very interesting pshat, Bizman Hazer, very rarely do people send over basar. As why isn't it that people send over basar Bizman Hazer? As there are certain people that are makbid. V'chein roi lasar, so somebody's makbid to send basar, it is definitely a hider mitzvah. But he said an interesting pshat. He says, Bizman Hazer, we live in a dar where everything's in the stores and everyone's going to have basar. And everyone prepares when they're Purim Suda a lot of basar, Bizman Hazer. As if you're going to give him basar, it's not going to be the same as it used to be years ago. As therefore, what do we give? We try to give other things that the Lashna, the Lavush, that'll cause him simcha by the Suda. That's the idea. As it could be, that's where the idea came in nowadays, that people are not giving basar as much as they used to, but they're trying to find different things that'll give simcha by the Suda. But it's very important. It has to be matim for who you're giving it to. Like you come to an 80-year-old Zaidi and you give him sucking candy, it's not matim. You give him like chocolate, it's not matim. He's not. If you know he's a Zaidi that likes chocolates, color covered. But you have to give the person something, l'chatchila, and the Mishloach Manas, to give the person something that... Yes, Rabbi Yashu, what happens if a person's on a diet and he watches himself from sugar or from other foods, and you give him food that he's not going to eat, are you yoytza? As Rabbi Yashu said, a gavaldigav, yizuch yoytza. I don't know, the chatchila mitzvah min a mahadrin, you should try to give him the thing that he enjoys. As when you're giving mishloach manas, like some bachurim, they come, they bring good wine, and then they drink it in the suda that they came by. Yeah, which is gewaldig. They come, oh, look at the bottle of wine that we brought, and then they finish it off. Oh, they feel they want to have for their suda, which is good, but the maisa, the idea is you're giving it to the other person. Very important. Okay. How big does your Mishloach Manas have to be? How much do you have to give? As Lamaisa, the Mishnah Brura doesn't bring a shir. Anything you give, you're Yaitza. And he brings in the Bir Halacha, the Imsha Leach La'asher Dover Pachis, Enu Yaitza Bezeh Mishol Mishloach Manas. There is a musig, sometimes you give a person something that's just not matim for him. Yeah. One time one bacha said, we did the shir, so the bacha came, and he bought a pistachio and a chocolate, and he said, Rebbe, I'm being yaitzah the mitzvah the way you told me. And he gave it for shalach manas. But there is a bir halacha. The bir halacha says that a person should... It goes both ways. If an usher is sending, or you're sending to an usher, but an usher is a dukma, it means you should do something which is something. It's roi for the person you're giving to. He says, the maisa, the poiskim lo hisker, it's that you're yaitze if you do it differently, but the mitzvah kihidurai is to try to give something kifi the person and kifi who's giving it. Very interesting bir halacha. As lemaisa, you yaitze with whatever you gave, but l'chatchila, you should try to give something that's mechubad. You give something which is oichol. Those are the words of the Shulchan Aruch, the Trumas Hadesh, and the Pais can bring, because you should give sarche suda. Lemaisa, the mini years, let's say, to give wine, sweets, which is kilo to be misameach the other person, cake. But like, if you know the guy is not eating the cake, it's not really matin to send the cake to the person. If you know the guy's not eating the chocolate bonbons, it's like, so it's not so matin. If he has a family, that the children will eat it. Try to do the shalach manis according to the person. There was someone who put up a sign in the mirror that they give coffee for shalach manis. As this person put up a sign in the mirror, one of the kanoim, it's ain't a roy in shalach manis to give coffee because you're supposed to give something for the suda, and coffee is not something for the suda. And there were people that were very disturbed by this sign, and they put up a good sign. They said, how in the world are we supposed to stay up for the suda without coffee? Over yesh lot, one more time. It's not brought down on the kapeda of what you give. Whatever you give, you want to give practical, something you know the person enjoys, matrevu manoyim. L'chatchila, these are hider mitzvahs. To try to make it as matim for the person that he wants. The dugma, if a person likes sweet wine, don't give him dry wine. If he likes dry wine, don't give him sweet wine. You try to make it matim for the person. If you know the person, if you don't know, you don't know. But try to make it matim. That's the idea. Okay. That's being mekayim the mitzvahs kitikunai. The mitzvah is to give two matanis lev yoinim. There was someone that put up on the walls a shita that the medayik, the word evyanim, that you have to find an ani mara to give it to. Evyanim is milashan, is ein like klum. One of the poskim does say it. It's not brought down in Mishnah Berurah. Not only that, Rashi Weiss said a kavaldiga line. He says if you open up the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramban, it says you give matanis le'aniyim. We paskin halacha from Rambam and Shulchan Aruch, not from Megillas Esther. Yeah. Megillas Esther does call it matanis levyeinim, but in Rambam Shulchan Aruch it says you give matanis le'ani. The B'yashiv does say that if someone's going around collecting for a dira, hachnasis kala, that's not called an ani. Kol ha'poishet yad meisim lo, you should try to be mekayim matanis to real aniim. You're yoytze if you worry. Don't get nervous. You're yoytze if anyone. L'chatchilat min haray to try to find people. The little children that come along and say kol ha'poishet yad noisim lai, it's a big mistake. What it means is, when you give it matanis lev yainim, you should give it and you don't check. But it doesn't mean every time someone sticks out his hand, you gotta give it to him. It's one of the biggest mistakes people make. Where does the mistake come? Because there's a chesidah shavar that Hashem is kol ha'poishet yad noisim lai by tefila. As the Bachim thinks, every ani that sticks out his hand, kol ha'poishet yad noisim lai. It's a mistake. Kol ha'poishet yad noisim lai means when you give your two matanis levyonim, which the Mishnah Berurah paskins is a sheer pruta, you give it to whoever and your yoytza. But not that you have to give to everyone. Don't feel guilty if you're like most of us, you can't give to everyone who walks around because it's not possible. It's okay. Okay.
Every time you give, it's a mitzvah. After the two, every time you give, it's more.
Every time, the kol ha'marbe ha'reza mishubah. Just like kol ha'marbe b'sipiyus is mitzvayim ha'reza mishubah. Kol ha'marbe b'matanis lev yoinim b'mishloach manis ha'reza mishubah. Zot the Rambam. It's a bigger mitzvah to be marba for matanis lev yoinim. The Olam's not knowing that way.
The marba is within each matana to make it a bigger matana,
no,
or
no,
to make more
no,
matana?
No. You could give more people more money. You could give bigger to one person. It's also a marba. Both are good. As it's good. Okay. That's the yonei halacha of the yoim, to try to be makayim, the mitzvahs, the yoim.